I saw a post on social media that had me posing a question that I would like to discuss with you, a question that I would love to hear what your answer to is, and it's, when is the right time to pause? In life in general, in your life, when do you know that it's time for you to actually take a step back and just pause and take a break and look at everything that's going on in your life, work through everything that has gone on, feel through things that you've been pushing to the back burner, and just pause. Just pause. Stop trying to do everything and be everywhere and complete things and doing all of the things. But when do you know that this is the right time, or this is the time that I need to pause? So I just want to read the post that I saw on social media that led me to want to ask this question. So the post goes, 6 weeks ago, I was in a terrible car accident. I was on my way home when I got hit by an unlicensed cocaine high drunk driver. My car was pushed into oncoming traffic and collided with two other vehicles. A third vehicle, unable to stop, also hit us. Long story short, I survived with a broken femur, a broken humerus, and bruises. I had two major surgeries and was told it would take a while for me to recover and I would have to move my graduation to spring 2021. I remember texting my advisor, the only visitor allowed to visit me due to COVID restrictions, to bring my laptop and books because I was determined to finish the semester on time. I did my homework and exams even though I was in pain and could barely use my broken dominant arm. By the way, I had just lost my sister 2 months before my accident and was still grieving her, while also grieving my dad who had passed away last year. It was rough, but Jesus was with me. I eventually got discharged as my recovery was fast, and today I'm proud to announce that I graduated on time this fall with my degree in chemical engineering and minor in chemistry. And the on time was written in capital letters. So this is the part where I paused after I read the post and I thought to myself, it's great. Really great that this individual got to finish on time and they were able to realize the goals that they had set for themselves. And in the same breath, I paused and I thought to myself, at what point are they gonna pause with everything that's gone on in their lives? Like, this is a very short post. It doesn't go into any other details of what the person has been doing or has been going through in their lives. But the major thing that they felt were major things that they had to share along with the story was the fact that they lost their sister 2 months before they were in a car accident. And they also lost their dad the year before. And they're still grieving. And I'm wondering to myself, which part of the external world has influenced this particular individual, for example, to want to push themselves through pain, physical pain that they're feeling because they were in an accident, more emotional type of pain that they're feeling because they have lost loved ones and they're still going through that grieving process. They feel as though they are still grieving and it's a lot that they're going through, but they also have the goals that they have set that they want to accomplish. My question is, at what point does the external environment, external world influence the decisions that an individual takes, such as having a predetermined or a specific time that they would need to be completing a degree if they're studying? Having gone through the university process, I think there's a lot of pressure that is put on graduates to finish their degrees within the prescribed time of their degree. And you find this with people who will forever ask others who are studying, hey, when did you start? When are you supposed to finish? And then by the time they're supposed to have finished, it's like, oh, you've been studying for quite a while. When are you going to finish your degree? So what part of society has put that stress on somebody when they're setting their goals to say, I want to be among the people who can say they graduated on time. They didn't have to extend their studies because of whatever reason. I'm also looking at this from a perspective that says life sends us signals. I don't know what you believe in, but whether you believe in God, you believe in a higher power, there are messages that I believe we will receive in our lives, depending on things that we need to be doing. And the longer or the more that we ignore certain things, those messages just keep getting louder and they get louder and they get louder. So looking at something like a huge car accident, a major accident where you're getting surgery done and you're in pain and you basically need to rest. You should be resting. It's what probably makes the most sense. But what has taught you to think that I need to push on, I need to be strong, I need to push through the pain and do the things so that I can say I finished? And that's what I push for. So regardless of what's going on, what has gone on, and what's happening right now, I'm going to put myself through that pain. I will push through that pain to finish and say, oh, I did this and I did it at that particular time. And so my question is, how do you know in your own life that it's time to pause? That's what I would like to know. And what are some of the things that you feel you have learned through living in society, a society that has a lot of opinions and thoughts about anything really that anybody does, much the same as when I read this post, I had a number of thoughts that ran through my head and they were conflicting ones between, hey, you pushed on, you were strong, you pushed through the pain, you did the things and you completed what you had set out to do. And another side that was like, it was a good moment to just pause and use the time to go through and feel through all of the things that have been happening and process all of those things that have been happening. And you can continue with your studies after that period. So from my level or from my lens, there were those two sides that are looking at the story and I'm thinking, okay. This is what happened to this particular individual. This is how they chose to respond to everything that happened. When is the time to pause? At what point does the time to pause, or when do you know that this is the time for me to pause? And how do you figure that out in your own life? There isn't anyone really that can tell you or force you to take time to pause, to take time to work through things, to feel through things. It's not easy things to do, but one way or the other, if you don't, they catch up with you. Not taking the time to pause, it does catch up with you eventually. That was the main question that I wanted to pause. And I think when I put out this podcast episode, I will create a post on my social media, most probably on my Instagram. I will add the details of how you can engage on the question in the description of the episode, because at this particular moment, I'm thinking I'm going to put it as a post on Instagram, but we'll see how we'll be able to drive that discussion around it. But the question that I'm asking you is, how do you know that this is the time for me in my life to pause? Thank you.